Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning and welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to the second episode of season four. This one's also going to be a solo episode. I know I said I had interviews coming, and if all goes according to plan, the next couple of episodes should be episodes with a guest. So I'm very excited about that. But today we're going to talk about how to stop being a perfectionist. And this is coming from someone who definitely used to be a perfectionist and still has some of those tendencies some of the time. But first, let's talk about what we're grateful for. First of all, when I'm recording this, it is still definitely cold outside, but it is a nice sunny Saturday. I am finishing up an iced coffee. I went and journaled at a coffee shop earlier today, and it's just been a good day so far. So I am very grateful for that. And also, I'm just going to do two, is I got some more fiction books from the library this morning and that I've actually had time to read for fun. I was sick earlier this year already, and that definitely gave me some more downtime, but I've also just been making time in the evenings to read a part of a book. And so I've really been enjoying that recently. So anyways, let's just get into the topic for today. And I want to say, first of all, that this is kind of preaching to the choir a little bit. I said that, you know, I've been getting better at this, but I do want to say that I understand the perfectionist tendencies. I am very type A. If you know about the Enneagram types, I am definitely a one. And I like to have things organized. I like to plan ahead. I like to just know what's coming. And I don't know. I think I can just really relate to being a perfectionist. And I for sure used to be a perfectionist 100%. And now I would say, you know, maybe I'm only like 70% a perfectionist. But I just wanted to share some things that I've done to help and some progress, because I do know what it's like to be in that headspace. And first of all, I'm just going to share some reasons why that was not working for me, kind of some negatives of perfectionism that I used to not really think about as problems, but now I realize that it is so much better when I am able to kind of step out of that headspace and kind of be just a good enough person. And I know that sounds kind of bad, like everyone talks about striving and reaching your goals and living your best life and all the things, and good enough kind of has a negative connotation, but I've really, really been embracing good enough recently. And, you know, again, not saying that we can be good people all the time, perfect people all the time, or that we're trying to earn anything, but I think just accepting that sometimes we make mistakes and just focusing on giving ourselves and other people grace. So here we go. I'm just going to share some problems that I had when I was very much a perfectionist, and maybe you can relate. So here's why this was not working for me. First of all, I cared way too much about what other people thought of me, about, you know, what they thought about my performance at my job, about, you know, the way I spoke to other people and if what I said was embarrassing or anything like that. I just thought about it way too much. I think being a perfectionist added anxiety to my life and extra stress, because I was never really satisfied with, you know, with anything. Like I felt like even when I was in school, like I'm like, I need to do better. I need to do more. With my appearance, just being more self-critical and not being satisfied with that. I think being a perfectionist leads to some unhealthy comparison habits where, you know, either if you are working super hard and you're proud of what you're doing, then I definitely have experienced this where I would then have unrealistic expectations of other people. And I'd be like, why are they not, you know, working at this level, or, you know, treating me with the same, I guess, treating the relationship with me with the same amount of effort as I am putting into it. Or even I found myself even being kind of judgmental of other people if I felt like I was trying so hard at something and they weren't really trying. And that's just not a healthy headspace to be in, because you can't be constantly comparing yourself to other people for the better or for the worse. Even if, you know, in some of those moments, I'm like, oh, I am doing better in this particular area than this other person. That is also not healthy. I think a lot of times when people talk about comparison, they're thinking, you know, you feel inferior to someone else. And I've also done that quite a bit. But I just want to say it's unhealthy in both directions. And I think that being a perfectionist made that worse for me. But also another way this affected me was not only like I gave the example of school. So when I was a teenager in high school, in college, and even when I started working, I think being a perfectionist, I wanted everything to be so predictable, and it's just not. Especially I've talked before that I'm a teacher, that it's not predictable. You just can't, there's so much that depends on other people and your students and their families and the other teachers and the administration. There's so much that's out of my control in that job that I just cannot go into the day expecting everything to be perfect, even if I feel that I have put in my best effort in planning for it and preparing. There's just so much that can take surprising turns. So it's just not helpful to be a perfectionist, probably in any job, but especially not one where you're working closely with other people all the time. And I even would try to rehearse conversations in my head because I wanted everything to be perfect. I wanted to know exactly what I was going to say. I wanted to anticipate what other people would say to me. And it's just, I guess a good word for it would be overthinking. There was a lot of overthinking that would happen in just a lot of different areas of life. So all of that was just not a good way to live. It was adding extra stress and anxiety, like I said. And also, I have heard, I don't remember where I heard this, but I've heard someone say, when you sit and you worry about things ahead of time, or you're anxious about things ahead of time, you're living through those negative experiences twice. Because first of all, you don't even know if it's going to be that bad or that hard whenever you actually have the conversation, or, you know, you give the presentation, or you, whatever you're worried about, whatever the thing is, it might not go bad. And even if it does, it doesn't help for you to sit there and rehearse it all and live through the stress of it two times. And that really just stuck with me. And I know it's hard to just turn off your mind when you're worrying, but that helped me to think about sometimes. I'm like, okay, it does not help me to sit here and stress beforehand. And that has helped me kind of stop those thoughts and try to redirect to something more positive. And the last thing is that when I feel like I was more of a perfectionist, it made me very, very, very indecisive. And I would take, my friends and family can attest to this, I would take forever to make the smallest decisions because I just wanted everything to be perfect. And I was overthinking literally about every, like all the purchases I made and decisions about school and just friendships, all the things, every single thing. I felt like I took a long time to make the decision. And that also was just not healthy, and overthinking and, you know, wondering even after I made the decision, was it the right one? And honestly, I hope that a lot of people listening to this cannot relate, because it is just kind of a frustrating, I don't know if you'd call it a personality type, but just a way of looking at the world and approaching relationships with other people and the way you view yourself. It is just, it's too much. And so I have noticed in the last couple of years that I have made a lot of progress in this area. And I honestly don't even know when it started or if there was even an intentional decision at some point. But I definitely have noticed that I have become a good enough person, like just being satisfied with, I've done good enough, I can walk away from, you know, this task or whatever it is. So here are some things that I feel are kind of some tips you can take away if you have struggled with any of these things. And the first one is to, you know, just do your best. So you should still be proud of what you've done. You should still, I'm not saying to be lazy necessarily, but I think that if you've done your best, you have to be able to walk away and say, I'm done. I did it. I think whatever happens, whatever is the outcome, it is now out of my control. And just let good enough be enough. Another thing is that I have very much increased my work-life balance, because with teaching, and I can only imagine with parenting and with, you know, other types of jobs, if you're managing anyone else, if you have any sort of job that requires planning ahead and preparation outside of your work hours, it's literally never going to be done. Your to-do list will always have more on it. So for me, I just had to realize I can't say I'm done when all the things are off the to-do list, because then I would never just take time to do things that were good for me and life-giving for me. I would think that, you know, spending time, like I said earlier, I've been enjoying reading. I would see that as kind of a waste of time because there are things I should be doing instead, when in reality, you can't live like that. You can't constantly have your brain in work mode and never take time to refuel and do things that are life-giving for you. By the way, if you are new to the podcast, we did have an episode all about work-life balance. It was episode 14 if you want to go back. Another thing is that I have learned not to stress when my home is not 100% clean and organized. And this is another part of my personality, that I'm just very organized, very clean. I prefer when there's not clutter. And I don't know, if I'm sitting in a room of my house trying to do something and I notice a mess, it takes everything in me to not just get up and like take care of that instead. But I have learned that it is okay if your home looks lived in, if it's a home. And again, I've said I don't have kids, and I know that so many people I've talked to have said after they have kids, their house is just messier and you learn to live with that. But I'm not there yet, but I definitely have realized, especially being married and living with another person, like I can't expect my husband or people who come over and our guests and people to everyone to have the same standard of how things should be and where things should go and all of the things. Like that's again, it's not realistic. It's putting expectations on other people that, you know, I shouldn't even have put on them, and I probably shouldn't have for myself. So, I mean, I will say I definitely make sure that my home is somewhere that is welcoming and that I want to come home to, and that I can sit down on the couch and relax and watch TV. Like, I'm not just leaving these huge messes everywhere, but I definitely just am not as, I don't know what the word is, just perfectionist about the way it looks. I'm able to step back and let it be and just enjoy whatever I'm doing, whether that's a hobby on my own or spending time with my husband or hosting people, whatever it is. Another one is that you should just focus on giving yourself and others grace. And I think that's just huge. I even had this printed out on my desk at work because it was a good reminder to me that I'm very aware that I make mistakes. Other people make mistakes, and our reaction should not always be just to be so frustrated with the fact that the mistakes happened, because they're going to happen. We should anticipate that. We are all human. We all have flaws, and that's okay. And we don't need to just take those things so personally, but just being okay with the mistakes, being okay with giving grace, offering forgiveness to yourself, to other people. We're not beating ourselves up when we didn't do something perfectly, or the same thing towards other people. And I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I also just think it's so important for you to make time in your day for things that are life-giving to you. And this maybe would just speak to people who might say that they're like a workaholic or something like that, but I think it applies to perfectionism too. Make time to do the things that bring you joy. And so, I mean, just a few examples for me, that could be calling a family member or a friend I haven't talked to for a little while, going on a walk outside, even if it's really cold, just the fresh air and the sunshine do me a lot of good. Reading, like I said, I love doing yoga to just unwind and be really present and focus on doing something that makes me feel better. Spending time with my husband, we like to play games, or we might watch a show together or go out. And all of that stuff before, especially on a work night, would have just stressed me out, because I would be thinking like, I'm not ready for tomorrow. I shouldn't be spending my time on this. But again, I've just learned that that is not a healthy mindset, and that it is okay to let it be good enough, that tomorrow, like the Bible says, tomorrow has enough worries and troubles of its own. So we shouldn't sit here and, you know, try to make it all perfect today. It's going to happen. we will be there, we'll be enough, God is going before us. And I like to focus on that sometimes if I feel stressed about, you know, not being in control of the way things are going to turn out. But those are the things that came to mind when I thought about perfectionism and kind of some progress that I've made in that area. Still definitely not, you know, achieving that all the time. See, I'm thinking about achieving still and being a perfectionist. But I do just enjoy, like I said, having kind of a good enough attitude towards things that could otherwise be extremely stressful. And I would love to hear what you all do to kind of just get in a better headspace if you have these types of worries and anxieties. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.